It is about 34 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. This is Hannah Floor, and it is time for The Common Good. It's a show on KFSK where we talk to nonprofits and people involved in volunteer projects about the work that they are doing. And today on the show, I am joined in the studio by Annette Bennett. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
And Sharon Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. And Annette, you're the founder and the treasurer of Humanity in Progress. Do I have that right?
Yes, one of the founding members.
One of the founding members. All right. And Sharon, you are new to the board.
Absolutely new.
Happy to have you.
Yes. I promised Sharon I wouldn't ask her any incredibly difficult questions. So I wanted to start out with just a short description of Humanity in Progress. I know we've talked on air before, but for those who may not know or might need a reminder, can you tell us just briefly what it is that Humanity in Progress is looking to do?
Yeah, we were formed in April of 2020, and our mission was really to address housing in Petersburg. So myself and Ashley Kawashima work in, you know, different fields, and we kept running into the same issues of people who are experiencing housing insecurity, and there's just no place for them to like turn to. And so in the very beginning of the pandemic, we looked at each other and said, well, let's just start a nonprofit. Why not? That sounds like a great idea. And so we did.
You say that like maybe it was more complicated than you realized it was going to be.
No, we knew. We knew how complicated it was going to be. And we knew it was probably way too much to take on. But we also knew that it needed to happen, and that, mm-hmm. you know, we had looked at other people to like, hey, are you willing to take on this project? Are you? And there really just wasn't anyone in the community that was kind of like ready to take that on. Mm-hmm. So that's why we felt like, okay, no, we don't have time, but it's needed in the community.
Time.
And yeah. So that's why we decided to form. And so some of the things that we work on is assisting folks with basic needs. So sometimes like food items. We have a outdoor pantry that has items for folks that don't have a kitchen. So you don't need anything to prepare the items, and it's kind of prepackaged foods that are ready to go, and you don't have to ask anyone to get those. You just stop by mm-hmm. our address, which is 208 Hagen Drive, so the corner of 3rd and Hagen, and you can pick up a bag, and that's ready to go foods. We also, on the third Sunday of every month, from 11 to 1, if I remember right, have a food pantry where people can drop off donations of canned goods that they're not using. And then any prepackaged foods that help fill those bags also. And we also distribute bags of food for people who have a kitchen, but just are also struggling with just meeting the everyday kind of needs.
So two different kinds of food for people in two different kinds of situations.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the other area that we try to address is housing insecurity in Petersburg. So we have an application for folks. If you are in fear of becoming homeless, and then, or if you need help with utilities, if you are trying to get out of homelessness and move into a new location, a new place, then we also have some funds for that as well.
So. Oh, okay. And so you have connections to a bunch of different resources to help find housing for those people should they need it. I ask because housing is clearly tight in Petersburg. So
yeah, we know like the people who have houses available, you know, and unfortunately it's often there's just not a lot of resources available for folks. So
yeah. Yeah. So you started out with housing, and then you kind of expanded your focus. Did you expand that because you just saw the need?
No, part of it was, you know, there was a food pantry at a previous organization in the community, and then that was closing. And so then we're like, where are we going to do this? And so it made sense for it to actually be a part of Humanity in Progress also. So it was actually at the beginning that we realized we needed to have a couple of different focuses, housing and security and basic needs. And then another big portion of it is educating the community about housing insecurity in the community.
Yeah, so. Gotcha. And Sharon, so you joined the Wave Board recently.
Nope, other hat.
I'm sorry. You joined the hip board recently.
You can join the wave board, though, if you want.
Thanks, Bianca.
For those who may not know, Annette is also
the executive director for Wave.
Thank you. So you joined the hip board recently. I'm curious what inspired you to join the project.
Well, I really support their mission, and my background comes from having been the home health manager here at Petersburg Medical Center many years. And the basis for helping people, they've got to have a bottom level of some security, and trying to pull things together from all these different sources the way it used to be, you could see it, but I felt really powerless in a lot of situations to direct people or give them any kind of an umbrella organization or some place to start. From everything, just one of the things that I thought about was I had a client who had no phone, and there was at that point in time, I don't recall what the resource was, but we were able to locate someplace that would provide him with a cell phone. So just those disparate things that you see coming, needs that people have, it's pretty wonderful to see an organization that's trying to look at more of a complete picture and provide a foundation to start from.
Yeah, and such, you know, something that seems like such a small stumbling block, like not being able to figure out how to get a phone, can really open a lot of opportunities.
Exactly.
I was struck by one of the, something that I read on the Humanity in Progress website. I'm going to read it in full. I really liked it. Our goal is to promote great opportunities for those in need. With access to the right resources, people can become empowered by their own abilities and gain the confidence to fulfill their potential. I was wondering if either of you would be interested in talking more about what it means to you to be empowered by your own abilities.
I think that was a big focus for us also. And what we hear from a lot of the people that we're providing services to is that they really want to be able to stand on their own two feet. And they want, you know, even if they're like, charge me rent, even if it's $5, like I just, you know, I want to feel like I'm contributing to this as well. And that feels good when you have, you know, some income that you're earning, and it feels good when you are able to pay a bill, you know, like, and it makes you feel more human. And that is kind of the primary basis. You know, we spend a lot of time thinking about what are we going to call this organization? And humanity was a key component that we really wanted to make sure that we remind people that this is about humanity and that these are people that we are providing services to, because it's so easy to think like, oh, it's just that, you know, thing that's happening and it doesn't affect me.
Right.
And maybe it doesn't until it does, but you know, it's really, unfortunately, easy to end up in a situation where you are homeless. And then it's like, wow, what? How did I end up here?
Right. So you're making sure that there's still dignity in the entire process. And so here at KFSK, we've been reading a PSA about the Project Connect event that's coming up, where, you know, you're looking for donations of clothing and hygiene items and camping items. And I want to know a little bit more about that Project Connect. But one thing that I noticed is that it is organized to be held in conjunction with the Point in Time Count. And I don't know exactly what that is. I was wondering if you guys could talk a little bit about the Point in Time Count.
Yeah, so the Point in Time Count is a nationwide count. So it happens in communities across the U.S., doing the same exact thing that we're doing. And there's a survey that's done to determine, to get a picture of the folks who are experiencing housing insecurity and homelessness in each community. So that way we have numbers to report back to the federal government, to legislators. We can say there's X number of people that came in on this count. And what's interesting is that each year that we've done this event, I think when we first started, we had like 4 people that showed up to the event. And then, you know, it just slowly grew. And then each year we just get an increase of numbers. And don't ask me how many people we have, because I did not look that up.
Like, I should have.
But I do know each year it has increased significantly, and it does show it on our website for anybody that is curious. You can look up the exact numbers. But and we know you know, both Ashley and I work with several people in the community and all the other board members too, that we see that there are people who are not attending this event still. Mm-hmm. So that even though we're reporting, you know, number X, we know there's still people that haven't come to this event meet those definitions.
But it's a matter of figuring out how to get the word out to those people so that they can know about the event and know both about the count, but then also about Project Connect.
Yeah, and they might be out of town, you know, like, so mm-hmm. they might be traveling for medical or something like that, and they mm-hmm. would not yeah. be able to be at that event. And there's, because we're providing so many resources, you know, we'll get people like, I can't make it to this event, or it's, you know, it's also a specific time. So from 2 to 6 on the last Wednesday of January each year, mm-hmm. we are doing this count. And so if you can't make it during that little window, then yeah, you know, whatever, or you're maybe at work and, you know, not able to make it.
But yeah, so getting specific about Project Connect, that is done at the same time as the point in time count, because the Project Connect is a way to get resources to people who need it.
Yeah, so we want to be able to provide resources in our community to people who need it, and also encourage people to come and attend and fill out the survey. So from 2 to 6, people can come by and fill out a survey. The survey is optional, but we do encourage people to fill it out because, you know, these numbers are really important to us. And we have a little incentive bag for people who do take the time to fill out that survey, because it is taking some time and asking personal questions. Mm-hmm. And that's been really helpful to have that as an incentive. And then from 5 to 6, so the last hour of the event, we open it up to the public. So anyone can come and grab some of the clothing items or just see what the event looks like if they're curious about it, and just kind of see what we have going on. So we really encourage people to come. If you're not sure if you meet some of the definitions, you know, please come and we'll let you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask how people know whether or not they are essentially invited to the Project Connect event. Do they have to be mm-hmm. personally contacted by you? Do they have to be yeah. housing insecure? What are the guidelines?
Yeah, so anyone who's housing insecure should definitely come to the event. That's why we have these resources available. And that the way we define housing insecurity is anyone who is struggling to meet their household needs. You know, so if you are late on your rent, you are not sure how you're going to pay next month's rent, those kinds of things, that would meet that definition. And then also for homelessness, couch surfing meets that definition. So if you are, you don't have a place to live, but you're just kind of like staying on someone's couch tonight, mm-hmm. And then someone else's couch the next night, then that meets that definition. It in Petersburg, especially in January, there's not people who maybe appear, quote unquote, to be experiencing homelessness. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have a encampment that's a group of people that are staying in the same area. Here locally, there's people that are spread out. They might be sleeping in a shed. They might be sleeping on a boat that doesn't have heat. You know, those kinds of things also meet those definitions.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. And then I was curious whether you've heard back from people who have been served by this event.
Well, we usually end up, we're working with them, like just in our professions or, mm-hmm. You know, we connect with them with the different resources that we have available. So yeah, we're definitely in contact. So.
Yeah. Okay. And Sharon, back to you. What are you excited to pursue while on the board at Humanity in Progress?
Well, I'm really, like I say, just still learning so much about what they do and how they run so smoothly. I think I would be looking most to find something that I can contribute as being a useful board member. And I'm a good dog's body if you tell me what to go do.
Wait, is a dog's body just a person who can do things just by virtue of being a person?
Yeah.
I have not heard that. I've never heard that before. Well, and that segues nicely into my question of, you know, you've had this call out for donations for clothing and hygiene and camping gear. Are there other ways that community members can help if they don't have anything to donate or they've already donated? What can they do?
Yeah, we have on our website at psghumanity.org, there's a link for people to sign up if they'd like to help with the setup for this event. So we have all the items that people have donated, which are currently housed at the Trident Cookhouse, and then we need to move those all up to the A&B Hall and then set it all up and get everything arranged. And it's quite a bit of work, and I think, Sharon, you've been involved in some of that setup in the past. So it is a lot of just physical labor, you know, like we need people to pick up these boxes and move them here, and and it doesn't require, you know, a lot of training. So we can, you know, the dog's body, I guess, that's that definition. And then also after the event, there's another opportunity to help with cleanup. So starting at 5:45 that day, and we really encourage people to sign up so that we know about how many people to expect to help clean up. But that is very helpful. The more people that we have who can come to this event to help set up or clean up is really amazing.
And if people want to get a hold of you to offer up their time, is there a place to do that on the website or?
On our website. Yep. You can sign up there to volunteer, or if you have questions, there's a form you can fill out to that will reach all of our board members.
Just so you know your website off the top of your head?
Yeah. psghumanity.org.
Okay. Wonderful. And then one last thing, I had talked to you at a different time. You had mentioned that you were trying to get clothing swaps going so that folks would do the clothing swap and then bring the leftovers to donate.
Yeah, I think just remembering that, like, we have all these items, and that's like a good starting point to like, right, I do have things that I need to clean out of my closet. And so, you know, this is a great time to kind of empty out some of the closet space and, you know, look at all the items that the kids don't fit into anymore, or maybe we don't fit into because of our changing bodies or whatever. So I think that's important to just, you know, this is a good time.
Organize a clothing swap with your friends. Take the leftovers to Humanity in Progress. If you picked up some things at a clothing swap and then realized that it was really not for you, you can bring those by afterward.
And the locations, it's really helpful for if people can bring them to the events so that we can kind of get them sorted at that time. And those dates are going to be January 4th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. and then January 11th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. And then, January. It's actually December. and then December 14th from 5:30 to 6:30. And then the final one, so all those are going to be at the Trident Cookhouse. The last one will be December 18th from 11:30 to 1, and that is at Humanity in Progress. And we also are accepting food donations at that time.
So. And a reminder that folks can always call the station. We have this on a card here in our little PSA box, so they can call the station and get those times if they didn't get them now. So anything else you guys want to add?
I just had a question as far as people might be interested to know, is there one type of item that goes more than others at the event that people really come looking for?
I think camping gear is always in need. You know, really having those types of items is beneficial. It goes pretty quickly. And then also if anybody has any luggage, because that's really helpful to pack things into, or reusable bags is another really big important thing that try to collect.
So. Yeah. That's a really good point. Interesting. Okay.
Anything waterproof is also really helpful.
Yeah. Okay. So waterproof items, camping gear, and luggage.
Yeah. And then, you know, gloves, hats, those things. Mm-hmm. Kiddo clothes is also really good. We usually get a lot of women's clothes, not a lot of men's clothes. Although last night I was at the collection and we got a very large donation of some men's items, which was so amazing to see because, you know, in the past we just haven't received a lot of that. And that's like the biggest need that we have. So.
Okay. Good to know. Well, thank you both so much for coming in, and thank you for the work that you do.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.